great. I'm just so blessed. Yeah, I'm a succubus. Demon wings, horns, leather outfit, fat tits, fat ass. Succubus. Stop freaking out already. Okay, so this is the part where I'm supposed to be all like, oh, foolish mortal, your soul is forfeit with my vixen charms, yada yada, but can we just skip all that shit? I'm a succubus and you summoned me. You knew what you were getting, right? Great. Oh God, look at your room. Covered in fucking anime girls. You would be a weeb, wouldn't you? Oh, excuse me. She's from a trading card game. Whatever. Jeez. How much money do you spend on fucking video games? No one even plays that console anymore, right? Look, let's just cut to the chase already before this nerd den exorcises me with its cringe. The ritual you performed is a succubus summoning ritual. As per the ritual's nature, I am bound by duty to do any depraved act you want for one night. And at the end, I get your soul. Oh, don't look so scared. You didn't think doing some ancient wicked ritual was going to result in your soul getting eaten. Look, I'm not here to debate. Please don't eat my soul or whatever. You wanted this and you're going to get it. And I'm going to get mine in return. Oh, stop whimpering. Just tell me what pervy shit you want to do for a few hours so I can get my pay and leave. What? Do you need ideas? You summoned me from the depths of fuck knows where and you don't even know what you want to do? Look, I can tell you have an idea in mind because you're just stammering and looking away all shy-like. So just spit it out, nerd. Trust me, you do not want me to start listing things off. Fine. Do you want me to transform into one of your waifus on the wall here? And then I'll go, oh, senpai, not while the teacher's here. Or whatever. Oh, you like these big titty MILF bimbos, it seems. I guess I could balloon my tits out into some insane size. I'll go, ara, ara, or whatever. I don't really care, dude. No? Still? Okay, let me guess. Do you want me to grow a dick and go to town on you? Then what? I can do anything. I can turn a jock tomboy or some chubby MILF or even a fucking nerd like you. Dude, I've heard everything before. I've been doing this for 2,000 years. There's nothing too fucked up for me. So come on, tell me your oh-so-secret heart's desire. What? No, I'm serious. What do you want me to do? Oh, come on. Did you just say you want to hang out? Hold hands? And cuddle? What the fuck kind of guy are you? No fucking way am I doing that. Why? What the fuck would I? Because to demons, cuddling is the antithesis to everything succubi kind stands for. It's all mushy and lovey-dovey and comforting and... it's gross. It's the most degenerate thing a demon can do. Did you just say, if I want to? Are you asking for my fucking consent? What kind of fucking demon do you think I am? Consensual cuddling and hand-holding. You are sick. I have to, otherwise, I don't get your gross weeb soul. Oh, Satan in hell, this is the worst. Fine, fine. I will consent to cuddle with you. But just so you're aware, I will hate it the entire time. So, how do we do this? Don't start laughing. If you hadn't noticed, succubi aren't exactly known for cuddling, weirdo. It's like dry humping, right? No? Well, come on and tell me already. So I lay down in your bed. All right. Well, at least it smells like you've cleaned your sheets. Okay, I'm in your bed. Okay, and you're laying next to me. So, now what? You want me to hug you? Like this? Holding you to my chest? Like this? Where you can hear my heart. Oh, God, this is so weird. It's so weird. Shut up. My heart is not beating faster. Just hurry up to the gross part. What do you mean there's no gross part? You mean this is it? This is a cuddle? I mean, I thought it was going to be way worse. No, stop looking all smug. I never said it was good. Just... What was the other thing you wanted? Hand-holding. Oh, Lucifer, I'm going to be sick. You want me to hold your hand? Oh, you fucking freak. Fine, fine. There. I'm holding your hand. It's warm and it's soft. Now what? That's it. This is all you wanted? Me to hold your hand like this and with my other hand just sort of hug you? Okay. It's, Is it okay if I pet your head? Not like I want to explore this stupid cuddling thing, but... I mean... I can? All right. No. You're kind of sad, huh? No, I don't mean in a you're a grown man who still watches cartoons kind of way. I mean, like, you pulled a book from God knows where and performed a dark ritual to cost your very existence just to be held and hugged. Like, not to be rude, but are you okay? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Don't cry. Shit. Oh, I guess I was pretty mean to you. I'm sorry. No, look, you know what? I'm really sorry. I should have been a lot nicer. After so many years of doing this, I've grown numb to what emotions humans feel. And this is why you wanted this, right? You needed someone to comfort you. I guess I shouldn't have answered the call. But listen, you aren't a bad guy, all right? you're cute. And asking to cuddle is kind of sweet. So don't cry, okay? And you know that isn't that bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, this isn't that bad. We're hanging out, hugging real close. Stop smiling like that, you little dweeb. Look, I expected that cuddling would make my skin light on fire at this point or something, but not just to be a pleasant little hug session. Plus, I can see your cock. This is getting you hard, yeah? Are you sure you don't want to, you know, fuck? No? Are you sure? Because you can still change your answer. And it is pretty big. You really don't want to fuck? Like, not even a little bit? Well, fuck. I do. So just shut it. Look, I know, just... Well, can we at least dry hump or cuddle fuck or whatever? Yeah? We can? Oh, thank fuck. God, I don't know what's happening to me. This whole cuddling thing just hits a horny switch in me, so... Okay, just pull down your PJs. There we go. Oh, God, finally. Why is all this pure and wholesome shit so fucking hard? And look at you, wearing cute pajama bottoms, looking at me with those warm eyes. Your body is so perfectly imperfect. Those dimples and freckles, every part of you is so human and so genuine in its love. Fuck, I can't stand it. God, I need this wholesome human cock. Look at you. You're all smiling, aren't you? Completely dorky. But it does mean you're happy, and that makes me happy too. Oh, fuck. Wait. Am I getting turned on by wholesomeness? Oh, God. Fuck, I need more dick. I need to fuck this mushy, good, lovey-dovey shit out of my head. Actually, no. This isn't going to cut it. Yep. Wait. I'm going to get on top of you. If we do missionary position, I'm going to fucking lose it. So just lay back and let me take care of it, okay? Let me take care. Fuck. This cock. Why does it feel so good? I mean, I've had bigger, but... And girthier, longer. Oh, but this cock feels so special. Because it's from someone I love. Yes, you! I love you! I fucking love this wholesome lovey-dovey shit. I want to hug you close and cuddle. I want to hold your hand while we go on a romantic date and watch movies and shit. I want to cook us dinner and see what we like the most. And I want to wear sweaters and comfy pants around you. Fuck. Oh, God, I love you. Fuck. Come with me. Come with me and show me you love me too. Come with me, baby. Come with me. No! Come here. Come here. Come and cuddle. Come and cuddle, love, baby. Yeah. Yes. I just really want to cuddle you some more. Oh. soul. Oh, right, yes. We did kind of just, fuck, huh? Well, technically, since you didn't ask for it, and I was the one who did it on my own, it doesn't count. And since that means I messed up your request, oh, darn, I guess that means I'll have to come back tomorrow night and we can try again, right? Oh my god. I can't believe I'm falling for a dweeb who asked a succubus to cuddle. That's right. Nuzzle in close, baby. I'll cuddle you the rest of the night. Feel free to fall asleep.